I got nothing. So.
You don't have to have something.
This is Welcome to the Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast with Chris and Phil. By the way, I'm just not as creative as Chris is. Chris and I get together on a weekly basis and try to outdo each other, in a sense, with the song choice and selection. And today, Chris has brought a song to the table that most have never heard, but in Chris's mind, everyone should have heard. Chris, how's it going
100%.
Today?
100%. It's going very well, Phil. Much better than the last time I was with you. I don't sound better, but I am feeling a ton better.
Good. There is this, would you rather feel better and sound horrible or feel horrible and sound better? That's the question,
nope,
right?
I'll take feel better all day long.
All day long. Yep. You don't really care how you sound.
Yeah.
That's the professionalism in you.
It's true. It's very true.
So this is, we kind of bring this up from time to time, but this is Chris's brainchild, that there are so many songs in the world that most people have never heard, but it's like, why? Because the music industry is really weird. It's like, that's just not going to, people aren't going to listen to this as much. And that's a bunch of crap and malarkey.
Absolutely.
And bull pucky. And so, Chris, tell us a little bit about what you're bringing to the table today, if you wouldn't mind.
So today's song is going to be a song that if you're a fan of a couple of specific television shows, you may have heard this song once or twice. The artists singing this song, most people will know. So this is not a brand new artist, an obscure artist. This is a super well-known artist today. But it's a song that I guarantee 90% of the people who would ever listen to this show, 90% of the population, will have never heard this song before. And it's one of those songs that when I listen to this song, it just makes me happy to hear this song, which is an interesting, it's not exactly like the pop songs we've done in the past, like Blue to Tiger or Cassiopeia, but it is a song that is going to bring a smile to your face, and you're going to make, it's going to soon be on your playlist as one of your favorite songs. Never heard.
I think music can be a driver. If I'm feeling a little down, a little blue. And I might need a little something right now. Should I go ahead and start this?
Yeah, hit it.
I picture you in the sun, wondering what went wrong, and falling down on your knees, asking for sympathy, and being caught in between all you wish for and all you've seen, and trying to find anything you can feel that you can believe in. May God's love be with you always. May God's love be with you. I know I would apologize if I could see in your eyes, 'cause when you showed me myself, you know, I became someone else. But I was caught in between all you wish for, all you need. I picture you fast asleep, a nightmare comes, you can't keep awake. May God's love be with you always. God's love be with you. 'Cause if I find my own way, how much will I find? If I find my own way, how much will I find? I don't know anymore what it's for. I'm not even sure if there is anyone who is in the sun. Will you help me to understand? 'Cause I've been caught in between all you wish for and all you need. Or maybe you're not even sure what it's for any more than me. May God's love be with you always. May God's love be with you. Always, always, God's love be with you. Always, always, God's love be with you.
Yes, I was hoping that that version didn't have the names of the artists at the end.
Well, the only thing I hear in the vocals of that song, first of all, outstanding song. I love, first of all, God, so many things to say and not enough time. First of all, one of the things I think of is, that's me in the corner. That's mm-hmm. me in the spotlight losing. That seems like an REM tune. And the fact that it was recorded live with that quality is really, oh my gosh. Everything was mixed very well, and the drums, the way it built, I loved it. Mm-hmm. And I've said this before, there are songs that the drummer's doing the same things I would do if I was a drummer. So I'm over here hitting my thighs to the same riffs that he's doing. I've never heard this song before. So
that's so cool.
It's fun. I mean, this is the part of music that's so much fun. So, I'm guessing it's REM. I'm also guessing it's the song is called May God's Love Be With You, but I don't know that.
You are wrong in both cases.
You're a son of a bitch. Is it the lead singer for REM?
The song is called In the Sun. Not May God's Love Be With You, which even I messed up when I was looking up the song. I always thought it was called May God's Love Be With You, but it's called In the Sun. Okay. And it was the second single from Joseph Arthur's second studio album called Where to Come From. But he'd been performing the song since at least 1996. However, this is not Joseph Arthur's version of the song. It's a cover of Joseph Arthur's version of the song. And it is Michael Stipe of REM. You are correct. And a young man named Chris Martin from Coldplay.
Ah.
And they originally recorded this song in 2005 as part of an EP that was a Hurricane Katrina benefit album that a bunch of people did. So they did this song. So there's an actual studio recording, but I've never heard the studio recording. I've only ever heard this live version. And it's another one of those weird songs that one day out of the blue on my iTunes, it just popped up. And I'm like, that sounds a lot like Michael Stipe. Wait a minute. That sounds a lot like Chris Martin. And it's exactly who it was. And it's one of those songs. The lyrics, this is back to my obsession with lyrics. Yeah. It's one of those songs that lyrically is just so deep and so like rich and layered. And to your point of that's me in the corner, that's me in the spotlight.
Yeah. No, everything about this song I like. This is a song, as we talked about before, music for me is like a feeling. I can see. So I have a playlist on Spotify, by the way, if you want to hear all of the songs, for the most part, most of the songs that we've done without the banter of Chris and Phil, just go to my Spotify and there's the greatest song you never heard playlist. Okay.
Yeah.
But I would put this song on the Feeling All Right playlist. It's kind of like my favorite playlist because of the feeling of, but that doesn't mean that all the lyrics are fantastic. It's just the music, the feeling of the music.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So this would be one of those that I probably will put on just because of the feeling it evokes. It's just the sun's out, you're out in the yard or you're on the deck and it's not too loud. It's not too soft, but it's got a nice groove. It's got a great pocket, you know? Mm-hmm.
I'm glad you like this.
This is really, really good. So this just came on your playlist.
I have no clue how I got it. Yeah, and like what I'll do oftentimes is I have this extensive iTunes library that I've been keeping since iTunes was released, actually, back in the early 2000s. And I used to be called something else, but anyway. And so once in a while, I'll just hit shuffle on every song in my iTunes library. And occasionally songs will come up from an era that I don't remember where I got them or how. Maybe they got downloaded via Kazaa or LimeWire or something way back in the day. I don't, Kazaa, you know.
There's a blast from the past.
So anyway, this is one of those songs that just popped up somewhere. I don't know where I found it. I don't know why it was in my library, but it was, and I fell in love with it.
It's a great song, and I appreciate you bringing this to the table this week. For those of you who want to banter with us, you should look us up on social at the GSYNH podcast on X, Twitter. Of course, The Greatest Song You Never Heard on Facebook and thegreatestsongyouneverheard.com. It's our actual website, Chris, if you will. True. And this might just be one of the greatest songs I've never heard, but I can't say that anymore because I've heard it.
That's true. And we did get some feedback, by the way, from our good friend, Brian Page, about, when you were talking about the runs, he said that that episode made him laugh because he was reminded about how he also used to harmonize with the vacuum cleaner.
Oh, Brian Page, you know, if it's not Brian Page, it's Riley, just, you know, and so I have nothing to do with this week's song, but next week's song, Riley, watch out, because I'm taking your words from a couple weeks ago to heart. And I said,
why don't you bring a good song for a change?
Well, there's the good song one and one that and one that's never heard. Nobody's ever heard.
Oh,
that would, that would also help. Yeah. So no Traveling Wilburys. No. Elvis Costello, Veronica. I mean, come on.
I almost thought this might be one of those songs, but then I was like, no, I know that this is obscure enough that nobody's heard this song.
Unless
you're big into Hurricane Katrina Relief.
Yeah, right. Well, so, and there are some people who love, those are actually great benefit albums because you usually get some great combinations of people. I was going to ask you something before we sign off of this week, but...
But you can't remember?
No, I can. I want to give you a quote from a guy named Michael Omardian.
Michael Omardian?
Omardian. I can never say the last name. Yeah.
Oh.
It's the limitations that make the artist, not the capabilities.
It's such a great quote. That's such a good interview too, by the way.
It is. And that's where I got it from, the, what was that called on YouTube? Michael Omardian, one of the unsung giants of music on YouTube that you directed me towards because he did some work with Steely Dan. And it was just, it was so much fun. So many nuggets out of that. So if so you have a chance, go listen to that or watch that. It'll get you down a rabbit hole. That's for sure. So next week, I will bring a song. We thank you for being here this week. Riley, you get a week off from crap from me, but next week, watch out. And Brian Page, I hope that you are ready for the song next week. And I would be curious to know if Brian Page knew this one. Chris, thank you for bringing this song. This is fantastic. Until next week, have an awesome week, and we will see you next week on The Greatest Song You Never Heard podcast.